Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Zach and Brandon Save the World. I am your host, as always, Brandon Leatherland, and here with me is the wonderful Zach, don't call me John Goodman.
Thank you, DJ Leatherland.
DJ Leatherland, is
that... When that screamed at you several times last night?
I'm sure it was.
DJ Leatherland,
We need more... We're still sponsored by Rap...
Oh, we are. That's our only sponsor, RapAirHorn.com.
That's right. The wonderful song you're listening to right now is... It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing, which truer words were never spoken.
It don't mean a thing
if it ain't got that swing. The rendition, I believe, by the... I don't even know who does this rendition. The swing, big band swing,
big
swing
band
field
band.
Here with us to help save the world.
On the season finale.
Yeah, that's actually true. We're kind of on the season finale. Could we get that again?
Dun, dun, dun!
Thank you so much. This is kind of our season finale because we're all going away for many, many months.
Many years we will travel.
Many years we're going to travel.
Uh-huh.
Instead of coming to you weekly, bi-weekly, tri-weekly, or whenever we decide to actually film and upload something,
yeah.
We're going to come to you hopefully as soon as we can in just a couple months, but... You know, who knows?
We all have to travel. That's why we all met in that hot air balloon club. And
that's right.
We have to travel the world.
God, I love that hot air balloon club.
Yeah.
Here with us to save the world, and what can only be described as the hottest house in the world right now,
yeah.
Is, first of all, James Bristow.
How
are you doing,
the
Mr. Bristow?
The inventor of Rap Air Horn.
That's right, the inventor.
I'm great.
Doing good, Bristow?
Yeah, dude. I'm done with school, and it feels great. So.
How's your Rap Air Horn money coming?
Yo, you know, it's not as good, because it's on the internet for free, so...
Yeah,
I should probably throw some ads on it.
Yeah, I just assumed every time somebody clicked, you got a penny.
I wish, dude. Yeah. I wish that that worked. But no, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw ads on it, so it's going to... If you hit it once, you have to wait 5 seconds to hit it again.
Like, what ad would pop up?
Like, something for, like, Cheez-Its.
Oh, you know what? I support that, because I love Cheez-Its.
Right?
There's some movie websites that have the great ads of Asian women want you.
Dude. It'll be great.
I'm not talk to them.
It'll be probably Gatsby even after it's out of theaters.
Yeah,
that's gonna be my ad.
Just the Great Gatsby is a permanent sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jay-Z pays a lot of money for that.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get into that. Yeah. Also here to help us save the world is wonderful returning guest Mr. Paul Kurz.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, yes.
Hi,
is that your normal voice, Paul?
Yeah, I had to put on this act of just like an American guy, but really, I am from a strange country.
Yeah, that's my fault.
A strange country.
What strange country are you from, Paul?
It's called Winovia.
Winovia?
Yeah.
Winovia Ryder?
We changed it. Yes, exactly. We changed our name after Winovia Ryder.
Thank you so much. Paul enjoyed it.
Yeah, she was in Eternal Sunshine, and like we loved it. So
we changed
the country. It used to be Baklango. That's what it used to be called.
Yeah, that's what I figured it would be.
But, you know, it's hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
You know, writer, so
you gotta go to the UN and say that over and over again.
Exactly.
Wants to
how do you even... Most people don't even know how to spell it, because there's actually a 28th letter.
A 28th? It's that
and
long?
And they don't have it.
Oh, no, there's an extra letter for it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
is it like
incredible.
When restaurants run out of the things for the board and they
exactly.
use like a W as an M?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, here with us is our senior Candy Crusher correspondent, Stephanie Street.
Hey guys,
Stephanie, how is Candy Crushers going for you?
Very, 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 very badly.
Stuck on that last level, if I recall.
You can go find somebody else.
That's
what this hot air balloon trip is for.
Damn.
That's right. See, Stephanie is very upset because I beat Candy Crushers recently. And I started it. Yep, I beat the entire thing.
He beat this level that I've been on for the past 10 days in 2 tries.
It took me only 2 tries. It wasn't hard.
What's not?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with skill, nothing's impossible.
Right. And now
exactly.
I'm withholding sex.
That's what I'm.
And that's right.
Ah, the old tactic.
And of course, a brand new guest who I think we're just referring to as the podcast cat right now.
No,
podcast.
We're not. Meow. We totally are. Anyway.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm Rebecca Gaunt.
How are you doing, Rebecca?
I'm doing good.
That's
doing
great.
Doing great today.
You feeling good?
Yes.
Friday.
But seriously, I'm ready to be
George Jones.
Done.
Yes, we're all complete here for the final semester until our summer break, which is glorious.
We're here for the what? Women repeat that sentence.
I'm finishing.
Absolutely.
I was only paying half attention. It sounded like it made zero sense.
It didn't.
Okay.
No,
our last semester before our summer break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Okay.
Kinda.
I mean, it's a weird way to word it.
I just saw the Great Gatsby.
We're about to go on summer break, and so this is our final podcast. Oh,
that's right. There we go.
So emotional.
I like that air high five. That was
I don't want to interrupt the mic. That's not the word I'm looking for.
It's podcast etiquette.
Yeah. Bristow, last time we talked to you, you had a play.
Yeah, it happened already. It already happened.
It did happen.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really great. Everybody loved it. And they thought it was the funniest of the whole night.
It won how many Tonys?
It won 4 Obie Awards for you non-hipster people who don't know what that is. That's an Off-Broadway award.
Yeah,
oh, for sure.
For best direction, best lead actor, Brandon Leatherland.
I did win.
And best set design, James Bristow, and best sound design, James Bristow, and best
Best. Are you a janitor? James, because you swept.
I took my Swiffer.
I liked that and hated it.
As you should.
I took my Swiffer and swept up all the awards.
That's pretty good. Wow. Now, Paul, you were also an actor in one of these plays. You're retired now.
I'm retired. You know, I can never be my work in the most recent play. So.
And what was
your
play?
Like Gene Hackman.
Exactly.
It was called Cokes.
Would you like to continue?
It's a show.
It was. Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
You know, read it if you want to know about it, because it's cool.
Neil LaBute. You're being the vaguest with this right now.
What do you want me to do?
It's very strange. It's a very strange play to try.
Very strange play. It's hard to describe.
Yeah, exactly. So you gotta read it.
But
Neil LaBute.
It was great.
LaBute.
It was awesome. Working.
Just working. It's awesome working.
Yeah, no. It's awesome just working.
In Obama's America.
Obama.
Who's this? who's just
how are you doing?
Oh my god. It's Obama.
Is this Obama?
But he has a speech impediment?
Yeah. It's Sensei Obama.
This is Obama after he got his teeth removed, and he's on Vicodin.
Sensei Obama.
Today we will teach you how to do roundhouse kicks. You clearly came to this dojo in an attempt to learn how to master karate. You will not be able to do these without proper instruction.
Sensei Obama, are you this exact same as regular Obama, or are you just a guy who just happens to sound and look like our president?
I am a parallel universe Obama.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Instead of going to Harvard, I opened a badass Hawaiian dojo.
Hawaiian dojo. So you teach roundhouse kicks there.
Specifically roundhouse kicks.
Yeah.
Do you practice in volcanoes?
Once a year, we have a field day where we practice what we have learned with Hawaiian punch on a volcano.
Is that one of the
pretty
moves?
Good.
But to be fair, the whole island of Hawaii is a volcano. So, no matter where you go, you're on a volcano.
Paul had a good question. The Hawaiian punch.
Is that like
a special
move
for black belts?
That is my favorite drink and how I ended...
Christ.
And how I put an end to... tax cuts.
Wait. You Hawaiian punch tax cuts? Did I understand that correctly?
That's good.
That's really insane.
Karate Master Banner came to me and said, "You know what? We want to cut taxes for everyone." And I said, "How are we going to pay for things?" So I Hawaiian punched him.
You're really a man of action, and
I understand
that.
How things work, and we need to pay for the mistakes that we have made in the past. I have to go now.
So soon?
I have to go.
Okay. You have to go back to your dojo, of course.
Time differences.
Yeah.
Hawaiian Islands. But listen.
I will.
I have to go.
Oh, bye.
Bye.
Zach, I noticed you were really quiet during the entire time that Obama
was
here.
I was impressed. That he was like Obama, but with a black belt.
Yeah. He walked in just a gi.
Yeah.
And a black belt, of course.
And a black belt. You got tied together.
Yeah, otherwise you just have a loose
robe.
He
had a headband that was like America.
Had donkeys all over it.
Did you guys notice there was a Karate Kid 3 headband?
That was it.
Yeah.
I remember now, yeah.
He loves that movie. Oh, We have a breaking news. 70 Street news just won.
From our senior correspondent of the Candy Crush.
Stephanie, tell us how you're feeling.
I'm feeling so good because I did it. Woo. I beat it, and I beat it in like half the move.
That's really good. I'm so proud of you. We're all proud. Should we all applaud? Should we all applaud? We did it.
The lemonade dragon is happy.
That is a sentence.
He's drinking all the lemonade and like added it in 3 stars, fuckers.
Now, here's the question. Are you going to pay the 99 cents to continue playing?
This is like LeBron James' decision.
Though. Right? This is really intense.
Alright, dead air. Let's go.
Can pick it up?
Oh, okay. It's my responsibility now?
I've been doing most of the talking here.
Well, that's true. I was very quiet when Sensei Obama came in. Yeah.
Hello.
Doing great.
I feel like...
Oh, wait.
Okay.
Yes, hello.
Someone else walked in.
Hello. It's a Paris Hilton.
It's a Paris Hilton's bad.
Well, we know Paris Hilton. I don't think everybody else knows Paris Hilton.
Yeah, we had Paris Hilton on an earlier podcast that unfortunately did not air.
Oh, yes.
Could you explain to our listeners?
Due to drunken technical difficulties.
You see.
Yeah.
You see, I come to America many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I changed my name. And my name was Han Yanzo.
Uh-huh.
But I changed my name to a popular American name. Paris Hilton.
Very popular name.
This is a popular American name. Yeah.
Yes.
Tell us, I mean, we know about you, but why don't you tell the audience about your life?
Okay. Here, let me. Have you ever seen a big boat?
A big boat? Yeah.
Yes, a big boat.
We've seen big boats.
Yeah. Yes. It's like
they cannot lie.
It's like a big boat.
Uh-huh.
Yes, with the big wheels. Vroom, vroom. Yeah,
wait, a boat with wheels?
Yes.
I don't think I've seen this.
No.
It's like
a driver of many fires.
there's many fires?
Yes. It's a big, it's like a big baby.
Okay. What about these big wheeled boats that cause fires and are similar to big babies?
It's like similar to my life.
Uh-huh.
Go on. I'm very curious.
I come and I work in a Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese food.
Yeah, Chinese food.
Like a big box.
Yeah.
Chinese food.
Yeah. Yes.
No, we got it. Chinese food.
We understand.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes. And I come, I deliver. I had one time, I walk down the street.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in and go, go down the street.
Yeah.
And then a doggy follow me.
Oh.
Like a little doggy. Little doggies. Yes. He come and follow me down the street and I go into my house. I live on a low main street.
Low main street.
Low main street. Yeah.
Yes. 4-4 low main street.
Uh-huh.
And the dog follow me into house. And I say, I turn around and be like, dog, what are you doing? And he's like, And then I say, no.
Did he do all that?
And then I say, no dog.
Woody Allen?
You said no
and
dog.
I say, no doggy.
No doggy.
No doggy.
What does no doggy mean?
No doggy.
It just means no doggy.
No doggy. No doggy. You know, it's like when you go and it's like a big, window.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. You look out the window and see a big man. A big man. Ooh, big man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've seen
yes.
men.
Yes. It's like that.
Oh, it's just like that.
It's like that.
Ends there.
Yes. Yes.
So, are you saying no doggy?
No doggy.
Like no to the dog or like no doggy? Like no doggies in your house?
Are you saying no to the dog? Are you trying to fight off the image that the dog
no
actually
doggy
exists?
Or no doggy?
Yes.
Just yes. Okay. Sure, of course.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
Yes.
No, that's my sister.
Oh, tell us about your sister.
How are you? Oh, she very good. She have a baby.
Uh-huh.
And is they say no doggy and no.
As the baby was coming out, did they say no doggy, hoping it wouldn't be a dog? And
no
like,
doggy.
I was like, oh no, it is. Good, not a dog.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What Paris? Could you tell us what you're what you're doing here exactly?
Oh, I'm come and make to give the egg roll.
You got a lot of egg rolls there.
33 egg rolls.
That's 33 egg rolls.
Yes.
Did anyone order egg rolls?
I did.
You did?
She ordered many egg rolls.
She did.
I did. I ordered 33 of them.
Oh.
So hungry.
Oh, she's hungry like a big bat.
like a big bat.
Yes, yes.
I like the mammal or like a literal baseball bat.
Have you ever
bat?
Seen a piece of styrofoam?
I have.
And it's like a big bat.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I'm hungry, like styrofoam.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very airy, and I need something to fill my holes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, like
Well, Paris, how long have you lived here in America?
15 years.
15
still
years.
Still got the accent, huh?
Still, yeah, that accent's really thick.
Yes. Yes.
Do you like it here?
Oh, I hate it. No, just kidding. Oh,
I like this guy. Paris has got a good sense of humor.
Paris got a good sense of humor.
Yes.
How's it different from where you used to?
Oh, in my country, once there's a big horse.
Uh-huh.
Big horse.
Horse, yeah.
And he run around, and we say, "No, get back." And then they say, "No doggy."
The horse said, "No
so
doggy."
The horse said, "No doggy."
But wait, the dogs in China speak to you.
Yes.
And say, "No doggy."
No doggy.
What else do they say?
They say, "Yes, sir, my name is Hu."
Yes, my name is who?
Yes, my name is who?
And that's what the horse said.
No, that's what the dog says.
Oh, okay. Was the dog riding the horse?
He is a... No, that's silly. No.
Exactly. Come
true.
On, don't be absurd.
No.
I was thinking about that monkey yes. that rides
the horse.
The
horse ride the dog.
The horse,
ride the dog.
Horse ride the dog. It's so funny, his little saddle on, and he's like, oh, and it's like a big boat.
It's like a big boat, yeah. Yes.
Now, is this big boat similar to the big boat as before that shoots fire out of
yes.
here?
A little bit
similar.
It shoots
yes.
little bits of fire.
Oh, yeah. It's like, have you ever seen a big torpedo?
Uh-huh.
I have.
It's not like that.
Oh, it's not like that.
It's actually like a piano.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. What's your family like?
Oh,
you talked
so
about your
good.
Sister.
Oh, yes, and my cousin.
Yeah.
My cousin, Huyu.
Huyu.
Huyu. Yeah.
Yes. I love her drinks.
Huyu.
Those are Yuhus. Never mind.
I have a,
so close.
I have my other cousin, he come over with me. He's my age. He named Nico Ricci.
Oh, okay.
Nico Ricci. We like a baby.
Like
oh, yes. Oh, Han.
Oh,
yes.
What
you?
Nico Ricci.
Nico Ricci's there.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, Paris Hilton. What are you doing?
This
look like alien. I no understand.
Oh, it's like a big sausage.
Oh!
I think they're talking about the microphone.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Paris Hilton. Time go back work.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You keep egg roll? It's a very nice time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't know if they're happy or mad. I don't know.
They're impossible to read.
Wow, that was bizarre.
Nicole Richie came in here like he owned the place.
Yeah, he just busted it. How did he know where Paris Hilton was?
Senses.
It just came in.
No, they have those, like, Asian sibling sensors.
EXP.
They would say, he was like, oh no, this honor on my family happened. And so he came and saved the day, probably.
Can you
get
the door
for
stuff?
Yeah.
So go home already.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello there.
Who are you?
My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel? Oh,
my first name is Drivers.
Oh, your name is Drivers Emmanuel?
Drivers Emmanuel.
Wow. That's great.
What can we help you with?
I heard talking.
You have what?
I heard talking.
Oh, you heard talking.
Talking.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he said I heard dogging.
I heard dogging.
No dogging.
No dogging.
There's no dogging in here.
As you learned before, no dogging.
I heard talking and I wanted to come in.
Okay, well, yeah,
okay,
you can
well,
come
you're
in.
Welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Wait, can I ask a question? Okay, Emmanuel sounds familiar, but like driver, what's the origin of that? Drivers?
It means vroom vroom car.
Oh.
It means vroom vroom
car. Oh, okay, what language is that?
It is Pig Latin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know any other Pig Latin?
I don't know Pig Latin.
Okay, gotcha.
Oink, oink, Aristotle. That's some Pig Latin.
That's some Pig Latin.
So how old are you, Drivers?
I am 12.
You're 12?
12. I'm 12. Wow, you
are 12. Do you have your mother or father looking for you?
No, my mother and father, I do not have them.
What? You do not have them?
No, I never knew my mother and father.
Oh, that's so sad.
So you grew up in the streets?
I grew up in the woods.
Oh.
Like Wolverine? Like in a cabin?
I was raised by wolves.
Oh.
You were raised like by wolves. Wolverine!
They were very friendly.
So do you have, like, sharp teeth?
I have very dull teeth because I spend most of my time chewing on bark.
Bark?
Oh, okay.
Bark. Well, they didn't share any of their meat with you?
They did not. They were horrible parents to me.
Uh-huh.
They would occasionally look at me and they would say, arr, which means, hey, let's eat that child.
Oh, so you know wolf.
I know that too. One sentence.
Because it happened a lot.
Well, if you look at my arm, it's full of teeth.
Oh, that, yeah, it is.
Oh,
basically
dear God. There's
it
still
is,
a tooth in there.
Just the, oh,
it's basically dangling.
But they're nice wolves.
I don't think they are.
They're very nice wolves.
Okay.
Because they could have eaten me, but they only ate my arm a little.
They're cool Doritos to you? What?
Cool Doritos to me.
Cool Ranch Doritos?
I love Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah. They have a lot of those in the woods?
They're just lying around.
People leave bags out in the woods.
Known fact about wolves, they like to go to little deli marts and just buy Doritos.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
They do it constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. We didn't learn that in animal studies.
No. Well, see, no one knows how to study wolves like I do.
Yeah. Well, you're an expert. Yeah.
I'm a wolf expert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I'm only 12 years old.
Yeah.
That's
tell us about your other parts of your life. How long has it been since you've been with the wolves?
Well, I actually just left the wolves like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, you came straight here from the wolves.
Yeah, I heard humans for the first time ever, and I said,
wow.
They're not saying, ooh, 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 bite that child, so I came in.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So, like,
how did you learn English so well?
Oh, I've always known English because wolves are great teachers.
Uh-huh.
They just have, along with just Doritos lying around, they just have English books.
Oh, did
oh,
they?
Oh, wow. So that's where all my English books went.
I know many languages.
Oh, what other languages do you know?
I know Himalayan.
Can you say some Himalayan for us?
Mm-hmm. Himalayan, Shialayan, we all having sex.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I didn't realize how much Himalayan sounded like English.
Yeah, it's almost similar.
Similar, yeah.
Similar.
Are there any other languages you know?
Probably.
Probably. You just know so many you can't keep track of this one.
I bet I can do a really good French impression.
Can we hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Cheese!
That's good.
That's about all the French I know.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
It's all I know.
What about, do you know any German?
I'm assuming it's something anti-Semitic.
That works.
I'm pretty sure all of her sentences start off with something anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything we can help you with? Do you need a place to stay?
I would love a place to
can
stay.
Can you stop offering up your house to homeless people?
Carl was great. Second of all, I was not talking about your house. I'm pointing at the wrong person. I was not talking about your house.
Is this your house, Miss Lady?
Yes.
I think you're lovely. Mm. What is your name?
My name is Stephanie.
Stephanie what? Stephanie? Because my name is Drivers Emmanuel. What's your name? She's very rude.
She's very rude.
And I was raised by wolves.
Yeah. You're more rude than wolves.
And they bit me. Your eyes are biting me.
Well, you might need to go for your own protection.
I think it's time for
me
to go.
She just broke a bottle and she doesn't look like she's not going to use it.
She's holding it at me.
Yeah.
It's sharper than wolves' teeth.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
It is.
Well, if anyone needs wolf lessons, just look at the wolves. Look at the woods, and then just go, and I'll know you're a person, because that's a horrible wolf impression.
That's true.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Driver's Manual.
That is like a real name.
You know, I really like that name.
Yeah.
What if...
My name, my kid, Drivers.
Yeah.
Drivers.
He seemed like a really nice guy, though. Like, young kid.
Yeah.
Young kid. Poor kid.
Yeah.
Stephanie, I can't believe you just kicked him out, by the way.
Yeah, that was not...
Very rude.
Very rude.
I did not kick him out.
The kid was raised by wolves. I mean, you should have, like, you know...
Did you see that arm?
You treated that wolf kid worse than you treated the Christians, man.
Hey! Hey!
Whoa, hold on. Who's this?
I'm back!
Oh, no.
That's me!
Oh, is this Aaron Shaw?
It's Aaron Shaw!
Oh, no. Oh, God, it's Aaron Shaw.
Hey! You remember my great stories?
I remember your stories, yeah. Aaron Shaw. Guys, this is Aaron Shaw. He's a disgusting old man, as you can see.
You're not wrong.
He seems to only own that one pair of sweatpants.
Still covered in blood.
Just covered in blood?
Yeah.
Wow.
And okay. All he did last
time... That is a lot of blood.
Yeah. A lot of blood.
Yeah.
And all...
I just thought they were red pants.
No, no, they were gray.
They were gray at one point. It's even more bloody now, and I'm worried for you.
Yeah. I'm still not
Is that from you?
Yeah, it's from me.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's at least a plus. It's not, not killing
at least you're not killing wading through their blood rivers.
Yeah. I'm not insane, man.
Aaron, I'm not happy that you're back.
I told you I was going to come back. Yeah. I was on the second episode, maybe the first. I can't remember.
It's hard to remember.
As we established last time, I've been beaten in the head many times.
You were horribly beaten.
Yeah.
Wow.
I assume you're back with more disgusting stories.
You want me to tell you a story?
Guys, I just want to warn you, he's...
I want to hear the most disgusting story. What was your first time making love to a woman?
But this, you want to ask him what his first time?
I want to start out good.
I've written so many sex stories, clearly I've had sex with a woman before.
You see, that's the thing, is I don't think you have. First of all, read a story, then we'll decide here.
Okay.
We'll figure this out.
All right. This is from my Marvel fan fiction.
Of course.
Did you tell him I write fan fiction?
Guys, he writes fan fiction, and that's all he writes is fan fiction.
Yeah.
And I want you to keep in mind, he reads this to children.
Oh, please tell me it's all Slash. Not that you know what that is.
The man that plays the guitar?
Yeah.
That's right. None of his stories, as far as I know, have included the guitarist from Guns N' Roses. But go ahead, Mr. Shaw, if you could read your disgusting...
Well, you remember what my last stories were about. They were about Nintendo 64.
Mm-hmm, and McDonald's, specifically McDonald's fanfiction.
Yes, all right. So this is from Marvel, because it's so successful
Yeah,
now.
Marvel's a very
so
popular.
Much money. This is what I think the script for Avengers 2 should be.
Okay, I'm interested. Right. I'm listening.
It was a dark and stormy night. Thor was sitting at a hammer... saying, I got this hammer. I got this hammer. I'm going to hit people with it. That's what he said.
Great dialogue so far.
Yeah, it's great. All right.
I'm liking it.
Continue.
Then Robert Downey Jr. walked in.
Not Iron Man? Robert Downey Jr. walked in?
Robert Downey Jr. walked in and said, I got all this money. Bleep with computer shit. And then...
Continue.
Uh-huh. And then the men came. The dark men. They said, hey...
Wait.
Are they black?
They're just evil.
Like, okay.
The heartless. They can't be black. I'm not racist. I'm not going to say, hey, you can't be an evil man.
That's kind of true. Kind of backwards racism. I like it.
Uh-huh. I'm a smart man.
I don't think you are. Continue.
Thor and Robert Downey Jr. looked at each other. They said, we got to stop this man. Men, there was multiples.
Oh.
Yeah. They fought him. Let me build up my dramatic pauses.
I'm sorry, continue.
Jesus. All right. They fought him. It didn't take very long because they got powers and science and shit. Then they looked at each other. They said, hey, we fought them good. Let's bang.
See, this is the problem I have with all your other stories.
All
right. I'm listening still.
Wait, you're still in?
I'm still in. I want to hear the conclusion.
He reads this to children.
Only the McDonald's ones, because I read them at ball pits.
Yeah. That's right.
This is going to be read at kids' birthday parties.
Story time.
Go ahead, continue. Okay.
They banged.
Okay.
Until Robert Downey Jr.'s Superman suit ran out of electricity. It's got to be charged nightly.
That's
like
right.
A cell phone.
It's true.
And then Thor said, this hammer's heavy. I'm going to put it down. And that's it.
Wait, that's how it ends?
Yeah, that's how it ends.
That's beautiful, you know?
That is beautiful.
Okay, my suggestion, I'd say work on it a little bit more.
Oh, I think it's perfect. And
You should pitch it to whoever got it, Disney, Joss Whedon.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, either use this for Avengers 2 or bring back Buffy the Vampire Slayer with it.
I do know a man named Josh Wheatman.
Close.
That's him.
He sells expired bread on the expressway.
That's him. That's the man.
Is that his real name? Josh Wheatman?
I don't think so, but I don't question things.
Yeah, of course not.
Okay, well, I'm going to go talk to Josh Wheatman now.
You don't have another story for us?
I mean, it feels like it's a busy time and I got to go.
Oh, well, thank you for coming by and thank you for making it so short because I find you disgusting as a person.
Well, it's 2-1, so go to hell, asshole. Bye.
Jeez. Zach, you didn't defend me at all with that asshole.
Because I agree with him. He's amazing.
I don't. I'm not on board.
Yeah.
I'm not on board.
I mean, he was all right.
He was all right.
He had some good ideas.
I don't know. He was. You guys didn't hear him last.
You did have to charge Iron Man's suit.
That I like.
He did have to charge that Iron Man suit.
Yeah.
That's true. See?
That's the thing they don't show you in the movies.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the stuff people want to see. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh my gosh!
There's an egg-shaped hole in the wall!
Looking for Corn Dog Wizard. Poof!
Oh, hello!
Oh! Wait, what is this?
Corn Dog Wizard!
It's good to see you!
Oh, good to see you too!
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Oh, hello! How are you?
You two can't just barge in and say sentences like this like they're normal.
I'm sorry. Let me introduce myself.
Okay.
I'm the Corn Dog Wizard.
Uh-huh.
Can't you see from and my by Corn Dog outfit?
Yeah, it is. You even have mustard on it, I'm impressed.
Yes, I have a mustard beard and a ketchup mustache.
Okay. But by Corn Dog Wizard, you mean you're in charge of Corn Dog activities.
I'm in charge of all Corn Dog related Corn Dogging.
Okay. All right, and who's your grotesque friend?
My friend here. Would you like to introduce yourself? He's learning English. He's good.
Me, Jungle Giant.
He's Jungle Giant.
Jungle Giant, yes. He's my friend.
What are you guys doing here?
Look for Corn Dog.
I'm here. I came looking for you. Yes. How are your lessons coming?
Good. Almost full.
How
banana sentence.
How are you teaching him English?
Oh, using the books.
Books. And what are in these books?
I make them out of corn dogs.
He's learning English through Twilight.
Yes, made of corn dogs.
Bella Swan.
Bella Swan.
He's got a bit of a crush on her.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Q. Edward.
Oh, you know, they're fictional
what
characters.
What have we said about being violent now?
Woo-sa.
Yes.
Woo-sa.
I like that.
Woo-sa!
Oh, Jungle Giant, take a nap, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Corn Dog Wizard, what?
Yes.
First of all, you just poofed up out of nowhere.
Yes, and I left you guys corn dogs.
There are corn dogs here.
They're everywhere. Yes.
I'm present.
I am a sucker for corn dogs.
Corn Dog Summon Spell.
Yes.
You summoned him here. Why did you summon him here?
I need him.
What do you need the Corn Dog Wizard for?
War happened now.
Oh,
so there's a war.
A war.
The Iraq War.
I didn't hear about this.
In Cookout Land.
Cookout Land.
Mustard Man turn into Mustard Maniac.
Oh no!
Mustard, my friend, the Mustard Man.
Isn't he your son? Like he fell off your beard.
He did.
Mustard Man kill Ketchup King.
He killed the Ketchup King.
Then. Took from
this is great news.
Best condiment.
Oh no.
But there can only be one condiment. Mayonnaise.
Really?
Yes.
As the corn dog wizard, I would think that'd be your least favorite condiment.
Oh, it's great.
Mayonnaise, okay. Mayonnaise mango, happy with change.
Oh, well. you know what they say. Corn dog is a corn dog every day of the week.
Well, Corn Dog Wizard, tell me. What are you going to do about the... What was the mustard maniac?
The mustard maniac. Well, we'll have to assemble an army of ketchup packets and salt shakers.
And that's gonna stop the Mustard Mania.
Yes, we'll have to arm them with heavy nuclear weapons.
No.
Corn dog based.
No,
so it's not bad for the environment.
Yeah, exactly.
Now Mustard Monarch.
Oh,
that's very true.
His English lessons are great, by the way.
Yeah, that's coming along quite well.
So much.
Yes.
So what are you guys gonna do if the Mustard Maniac, just... bust right in here.
Stop! You're
gonna smash him?
I'm probably gonna kill him.
Oh.
With corn dogs.
Yeah. Like the steak part?
Mac Dad. I'm Mac Dad.
You Mac Dad?
I'm Mac Dad.
Oh, smack. Smack Dad.
Mac Dad. Like, old song. Mac Dad. On the floor, Mac Dad. Me more, Mac Dad.
He likes listening to the radio.
You saw Mac Dad.
He loves mid-2000s.
From 5 years ago. Yeah,
Mac Dad.
Sweet Jesus. This is insane.
Where did the laugh from Parallel Universes in this episode?
Yeah, they've been having a very bizarre episode today.
Yes.
I'm still here.
Yeah, you are still here. You both are still here.
What is that noise?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Who is this man?
Oh, yeah.
is the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, ooh, I like him. Yeah. I heard there's a food-based problem. I thought maybe Slim Jims could fix it. Ooh, oh, yeah. Can Slim Jims help at all? Oh, yeah.
Jungle corn dog out of some Slim Jims.
Jungle
so I'm not needed.
Good, you are.
I need. Oh, I, okay, I'll stay then.
You wait, stay.
Randy Savage.
Like oh,
Jungle
Giant, yeah.
Love Randy Savage.
Yes, he's quite a good looker.
Randy Savage, I need to know, are you in heaven or in hell?
I'm in purgatory. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, why purgatory?
I punch Andre the Giant in the groin 47 times.
Oh. That's purgatory worthy?
46 is the line. I said, fuck it. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, you're such a rebel.
Oh, I like it.
So, how are you three gonna team up to defeat this mustard man?
Well, I control all corn dogs in the world.
Uh-huh.
So I can do that.
I still, even though I'm dead, get up 2 million Slim Jims a year.
Wait, where do they send them?
They just send, they bury them and I get to it.
Oh,
that's
like
pretty
a,
good.
Yeah.
I'm
like flowers.
You're just gonna smack
gravestone.
Them.
Oh, do you put flowers on my grave? Ooh,
yes,
yeah.
But they get corn dogs.
Oh,
giant corn dogs.
Ooh, yeah.
I take Mustard Monarch by bottle. And I mac that.
All over the floor?
Yes.
Mustard all over the floor. Ugh. And I mac that once more. And I mac that till he's sore. And I mac that again. Oh.
You three make up a really good team. I hope you
can.
I think, oh yeah, that we need
I
to go solve
us.
This. Oh yeah, they'll get the elbow. Mm. Oh yeah.
Now.
One dog, Mustard.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, teleport.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That was
I wasn't part of that, so I'm just going to use ghost powers now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye.
Wow. What a
wow,
guy.
That was
great.
Crazy.
That was crazy. Insane.
Yo,
is he a corn dog wizard?
I think
what
he was.
What does that even mean?
What does that mean?
I don't know. But
does he have to go to corn dog school? To, like,
I imagine
like,
so.
Is like,
yeah.
Wizard like above
no,
a PhD?
He's like Merlin.
You're like,
yeah.
He's born with it. Or maybe it's Maybelline.
And it could be Maybelline.
It's probably Maybelline.
All I know is there's way more corn dogs in this room than we anticipated.
They're,
yeah,
they're
we
basically
should,
to our throats right now.
We should
right
save
now.
Them, though.
We should.
Should we play our new game?
Yeah, let's play a game before even more
okay,
crazy
great,
people
great,
show
great.
Up.
Okay.
Zach, what's this game called?
This game is called Headlines. It's a new game. It's an improv-based game. I read a headline, and we have to reenact how we think this went down.
Yes.
Okay, so the first scene will involve Bristol and Paul, you guys want to do it?
Yes.
Okay. Firefighter dressed as bear run over by own fire truck.
Firefighter dressed as bear run over by own fire truck.
Yeah.
So please give us this news story.
Hey, guys, how much do you bet me in dollars to
dude,
put this bear suit on and dance down
you won't
the street?
Do it.
Dude, yeah.
You're not going to do it.
Give me $5. I'll totally do it, man.
All right, here's $5. You're not. He's not.
Dude,
he's not
look, I'm already in the suit, dog. I'm already, look.
Oh,
here I go.
In the suit.
I'm running.
Oh, watch
I'm
out.
Running.
Hey.
I'm
fire truck. Watch
I'm
out for the fire truck.
Oh, crap. I forgot to put the e-brake on, man.
Oh, my gosh. So do you get the $5 or do I get the $5? Okay.
All right, and Zach, would you like to tell us how that story actually happened?
Give me 1 second, because technical difficulties.
Oh, fantastic. First of all, I loved your guys' characters.
They were very good.
Clearly spent a lot of time just really molding.
Finding the characters.
You
know?
So I'm going
to
swarm
I worked for America. I worked for like 10 to 12 weeks just doing research.
Yeah
and I decided that the best would be a swore the Italian American.
Yeah, and I liked it. I think it was a bold choice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, this is how it happened. Justin Matthews was walking in front of a fire engine during a parade at the Toronto Carnival when he reportedly when he became tangled in the vehicle's wheel, causing him to suffer a broken leg.
Oh, that's it.
That,
just a
that is
leg.
It. That is it.
I like it.
Well, he worked. I mean,
I like the way you guys did it better.
Yeah,
all right, Brandon and I can do this one.
All right,
woman slaps deputy so she can quit smoking.
Wait! Woman slaps the deputy so she can quit smoking.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. You can be the woman. You're already in character.
I'm already smoking.
Ma'am.
What?
I've told you repeatedly, this is a restaurant. You cannot smoke in here.
I thought this was America.
It could be. I'm not sure. I just got here. Don't know where I am.
It's America,
It is America. You're right. It is America.
Just, I know it is, and I'm going to keep smoking my cannabis.
I know it's America, but man, we've told you, we don't allow you to smoke in here. Don't blow it in my face. It's rude.
I blew it in your face.
You know what? I like your moxie. But you're not allowed to smoke in here.
What are you going to do about it? Because I'm going to keep smoking. I'm 75.
You are a very good-looking 75-year-old.
Ew.
If you would quit smoking, I'd consider dating you. As the deputy, I'm very powerful in this town.
How powerful?
Powerful. I have tapes on the mayor.
Powerful to hold me back and just do me like a little schoolgirl.
God, I've never been more attracted to you right now, despite the fact that I met you 20 minutes ago.
Ah!
I'm sorry I slapped that bug on your leg. Let's continue this conversation.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I hate bugs. I dropped my cigarette. I want to smoke another one.
But you can't. Our relationship. Veronica, as I assume your name is.
That's probably my name.
That's probably your name. I would kiss you, as we are face close.
We are.
But you just smell so much like cigarettes.
Oh, how dare you, sir!
Quit slapping me! I have power!
Oh my god. I don't want to smoke anymore.
Let's get married.
I want you to suck my cock.
MC! Alright.
Did we get it? Did we nail
it?
You guys did very well. I was convinced.
It would have worked really well if Zach hadn't been sitting in the fart chair.
Yeah.
The fart chair, yes.
What can you do? A woman who slapped a California sheriff's deputy this week in a deliberate attempt to be thrown in jail so she could stop smoking got her wish and was sentenced to 63 days for battery.
Holy crap. Ari was much more romantic.
She's got willpower, dog.
I will say that.
Her name was not Veronica. It was Edda.
Edda?
Edda Me Lopez.
No, you know, they
Edda Me Lopez.
And this was Edda Me Lopez.
In jail, I've seen Prison Break in Oz. They trade stuff for cigarettes, so, I mean.
Edda's gonna keep smoking, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Alright. We will take volunteers for this one. Woman,
I'll do it.
Woman Val. Okay, you two.
We got Stephanie in this one.
There's
like
a woman involved, so you have to be the woman. You don't have to be.
I'll be the woman.
Woman vows to force feed her way up to 420 pounds. She wants to weigh that much. So she's forcing herself to eat. Until she gets to 420 pounds.
Are you typecasting?
You volunteered. First of all, this does look exactly like her.
Oh, I don't like it. My penis is sad. It is. Alright?
Alright.
And, Bristol, you can take whatever roll you want.
Oh, honey. I love your jelly rolls.
Good, because I'm going to 400, baby.
Oh, the way you say that drives me crazy. Eat that full eclair.
Do you got any Twinkies left?
Oh, babe, they stopped selling Twinkies, but I got snowballs.
Snowballs? They still make snowballs, but no more Twinkies?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's all right.
Like that.
All right, hand me a dozen.
Listen, you only weigh 250 pounds.
I'm on my way.
But listen, if you force feed yourself even more, I'll marry you.
Will ya?
Yes. When you hit 350, we're getting married, and 450, we're having our first child.
Can we force feed him?
Yes.
As long as it's purely cookies.
Chips Ahoy and Oreos.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Give me another... Oh. I was going to say, hand me another snowball, but okay. Scene.
That was disgusting.
Alright, and this is, again, way more romantic than the real story.
Of course.
An aspiring Los Angeles fetish model wants to become an internet sex symbol for men who like large women. She's selling memberships to her adult sex website.
That would have been so much better.
What's the address?
There actually is an address. I will pull it back
Please
up.
Plug it.
Dear God, don't.
Dear God,
yeah,
dude.
Yes.
Say, oh, meow. Hold on, we have a meow.
Sexy signature BBW.
Big bodied woman.
Yes.
That, I think, is probably right.
No, that's the answer.
You nailed that really quickly.
Jim Fritzer knows because he gets on porn sites.
The internet's for porn.
The internet is for porn. We might have to play that song at the end of this.
We definitely should.
done. Do you have any more?
Well, I can find more.
If you can find one more, because I think that'd be really fun.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The way you find those articles, it drives me wild.
It makes me want to eat my snowballs.
I don't like this character. You get out of here.
I love
She makes me sad.
Okay, this is one we're doing.
Okay.
It's all in caps and just says, Wiener Apocalypse Now!
What is it?
Wiener Apocalypse Now.
Did you say Wiener Apocalypse?
welcome back.
Corndog Wizard's playing. Who else wants to play? Who wants to play with Corndog Wizard?
I'll play with Corndog Wizard.
You're Brandon and Corndog Wizard? Okay, it is the Wiener Apocalypse and it's currently happening.
Oh, the Wiener Apocalypse. It's happening right now. What am I gonna do?
My wife is dead.
I'm sorry.
My kids have all died.
Oh, no.
All these wieners.
I don't know what to do. I'm reliant on wieners. I eat wieners every day.
Are you the cause of this?
I hope not. I will hate myself.
I had to watch my own child eat his eyeballs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These darn wieners.
Oh.
Just causing an apocalypse.
Well, at least they're not zombie wieners. I spoke too soon.
God.
Oh, God. Zombie wieners!
Relish.
Shoot them with
Relish.
All I have is this paperclip!
That worked!
Oh, God.
We have to go to Office Depot.
We gotta just barricade ourselves, but I still don't trust you, wiener man.
I have many secrets that you won't know until the end.
It's like a really shitty written movie.
Yes.
There's Office Depot now. Wait, there's someone in there.
Hey. I guess we're open. I mean, you could come in if you want.
Have you seen the wieners?
You saw all those wieners walking around,
right?
I saw them. Like, you didn't have to come
out. They were big wieners.
My wife.
Your wife?
She's dead.
Oh, I thought you were, like, doing the Borat impersonation.
I'm serious.
Remember that movie? My wife.
This is really serious. There's just wieners.
I know, but I mean, I haven't seen anybody like in three days.
We all like Sasha Bear Cubs.
Sammy!
Oh.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm looking for my brother. We gotta stop this wiener apocalypse.
This guy gets it.
You remember Laura?
Hey, Dean, check this out.
Sammy, what's up?
Oh,
we gotta throw salt on it and shoot it with shotguns.
Demon wieners.
Demon wieners.
I have Borat in the back room if you guys want to watch it.
I would love to watch it.
You know what? I'm going to watch Borat and not Netflix Supernatural ever. I'm assuming that's what that shit was.
My wife.
My wife.
And see.
Were we anywhere close?
It was just a hot dog truck tipped over.
Dean and Sammy are the only ones here about it. That sucks.
Wait, it was just a hot dog truck?
Yeah.
You're telling me the people from Supernatural didn't enter a Office Depot and watch Borat?
And fight the wieners with Duke Nukem and Corndog Wizard?
Were you Duke Nukem?
I don't know what I was. I'm a guy with a sore voice right now.
Time to kick ass and chew bubblegum.
And I'm all out of gum.
What's Duke Nukem doing?
Now, alright. Well, thank you so much for that game, Zach.
It's a game that appears to work.
It was very fun. We're definitely going to have to bring it back again. And Corndog Wizard, are you still here?
Yes.
Hello, Corndog Wizard.
Hello.
Was that your first time doing improv?
Oh, yes. I used to do cornprov. That's totally different.
Christ.
What does cornprov involve?
It involves a lot of corn dogs.
I imagine.
I'll tell you that.
I would imagine.
So yes.
How did you like a regular non-corn improv?
Oh, I liked it a lot.
I'm very glad.
It made me happy.
That's good. You were really good at it, I gotta say.
Thank you.
I gotta say. James, do you have anything to ask the Corndog Wizard?
Yeah. Corndog Wizard.
Yes?
Can I have a corndog?
Of course!
Oh my god.
I have a serious question.
Okay.
I'm
ready. Wait, would you like a corndog before you answer?
Of course I would.
I would too, actually.
Oh my god, these are the best corndogs.
They're the
corndogs
for everyone. Oh, it's ready! Ow! There's sticks in there, man.
God, they're really hot.
I'm sorry.
I forget.
Yeah.
Y'all suck. I caught both of mine.
We're not as talented as you. Wasn't expecting
really?
It.
But my serious question is, where does your jurisdiction end? Do you also control the monopoly of pancake sausage dogs?
That is jointly owned by my brother, the Pancake Wizard.
Oh, the Pancake Wizard.
What about the Sausage Witch?
The Sausage Witch.
Oh!
Giant
it's me, the Pancake Wizard!
This is my brother.
You just say his name and he shows up.
That's how all of us work.
Yeah, that's kind of how Corn Dog Wizard worked.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Did bust in here and just yells at him.
But to answer your previous question, I run the sausage pancake thing.
Okay, Pancake Wizard. Yes.
All right. Well, bye now.
Oh, okay. Bye. Bye, Pancake Wizard.
Are you going to Mom's party tomorrow?
I don't know. I was thinking about it, but it's just I really don't like...
I don't like her new boyfriend, Carl. No,
I don't either.
He's a real dick.
There he is. There he is. Right. Hey, guys.
Hey,
Pancake.
Oh, it's Carl.
Yeah.
Hi, Carl.
Are you guys coming to your mom's party?
We're thinking about it. We're just very
busy. I just
busy.
Have a lot of work. Corn dog related.
There's so many children's breakfasts we have to take control of.
You know, there's a carnival coming up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Pops, I need you to come to my party tomorrow.
Oh, Mom.
Okay.
No excuses.
Beth, I'll be there in a minute.
Please, get over here, Carl.
Hey, Carl, why don't you go outside for a little bit?
Carl, I need you.
I'm coming, Beth.
Carl, stop arguing!
Alright, guys. Do you like me?
Oh, yeah!
Yes!
Just because...
Carl!
I'm alright! Beth! Alright. Bye, guys.
Bye,
Carl.
Mom! Carl is such a dick! Why do you continue to date him?
I don't like him.
Cute!
He rubs me the wrong way, and I'm a corndog wizard.
That's because you're a wiener!
That's true!
I can't deny
That's
that.
That's true! He has to grab on you. Anytime he grabs you, it's somewhat sexual.
That's fine.
Yes.
Stop complaining!
Okay.
Get back to work!
I miss Dad!
I miss Dad, too.
Yeah, well, Dad misses nobody, so shut up!
Oh, the funeral!
This is such a... I'm sorry that you guys have to do your family laundry out here.
It's okay. I'm used to it.
This is really upsetting.
I am the corn dog wizard. Yeah, so
we did not get what we are. We are control
of...
This bitch.
Oh, my God.
I forgot she was in the room.
This is your mother.
All right, well... You're grounded to work.
But how are children going to eat breakfasts?
To work, you dumbass.
That's true. You said that.
Yes. Oh, my God. Bye, I guess.
Bye.
Goodbye. It's good to see you, as always. Corn dog.
Bye, Beth.
Bye.
That was like an episode of Jerry Springer.
Every time the corn dog wizard comes in here, I'm like, how? Corn dog wizard? Really? What does that even mean?
I don't know, but he gave us corn dogs, and they were delicious, I gotta say.
The pancake prince did not give us anything.
Another person just walked in.
My name's Hot Dog Howard. I'm looking for my son, the corn dog wizard. My other son, the pancake wizard.
I believe he said he got promoted to prince.
My son, I guess.
We never
got a DNA test, so
Hot Dog Howard?
Yeah.
Sit on down.
Call me Howard.
Howard, sit on down.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How are things with you and Beth?
Oh, that bitch.
Oh, that's what your son said.
Yeah, he gets it from me.
I thought so.
Well, what she did is she couldn't handle the hot dog. So she kicked me out and married some guy named Carl who's got a tiny wiener.
I believe they're just dating. I believe they stated that they're just dating.
Well, you know what? She might as well marry him.
Is it one of those, like, dating things? They've been dating for, like, 10 years type deals?
No, they just met yesterday.
Oh, they just met yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Listen. You seem kind of like a lame duck over there.
Whoa, what are you calling a lame duck? Have you seen
this
hot dog? Have you seen?
I will give you this. That's a very impressive hot dog.
You're damn right it is.
But Howard, I don't want to be rude, but are you drunk?
So listen.
Okay.
I swear to drunk, I'm not God. Right? Listen, I don't drink and come to see my son's drunk. All right, I'm not that kind of.
You okay, Howard?
Dad.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Oh,
listen.
I can see why she divorced you.
That is rude. You are a woman,
that wasn't a little
and you
rude.
Should be in the kitchen.
Oh, whoa! Okay.
Sexism, Howard. Come on, bro.
Corn dogs and pancake corn dogs are not going to cook themselves.
Exactly.
Can I actually ask biological question?
Cook the buns in the oven, if you know what I'm saying.
I do not, but can I ask you a biological question?
Yeah.
One of your sons is a corn dog. Beth was a human, as far as I can tell. Where did the pancake come from?
It's just like us. She's a sausage witch.
Is that an insult, or is she a literal sausage witch?
She's a literal witch of sausage.
But she really... I want Beth to come back. I want to...
No, Beth is the sausage witch. Beth is a disguise. She's a disguise that the sausage witch uses.
Yeah.
The sausage witch is behind the whole mustard monarch.
This sounds suspiciously like a conspiency theory.
Yeah, this is all coming full circle, though.
Listen, how else are you going to get the sausage in the pancake? You got the hot dog for the corn dog. Where does the sausage come from? The sausage witch.
You know what? I can't argue with that because none of this makes any sense to me.
You're damn right.
This is all.
It's like loose change. If you zoom in on the building long enough, it makes sense.
It's like that lady girl from Game of Thrones who birthed out the black man.
Are you?
No, I understand exactly.
I got that. I got that.
Absolutely no sense. Listen,
she's evil. She thinks it's. She thinks she's doing a good job, but she's the evil one. She tricks the corn dog wizard.
Yeah.
He's a righteous man into doing these bad things.
Your son. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how the mustard monarch.
Are you for or against the mustard monarch?
Nah, I want the corn dog wizard. Your son.
Yeah, you're rooting for your son.
That's my loins right there.
What about your pancake
son? Part of me is inside of him, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, what about Pancake Prince?
Do you like him?
Yeah, he's like the red-headed stepchild.
Oh, he seemed like he was a good guy.
Yeah, you know, he was nice, but he was too nice. He looked like he could major in theater or something. You know what I'm saying? There's no
or at least minor.
He's no king at all.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah. I see. He doesn't have the backbone for it.
Yeah, damn right. Good horn dog wizard's got all the backbone.
He's quite literally too soft.
Yeah.
Especially if you microwave him.
Oh, you both made the same joke. I love it.
Yeah. Well, listen here.
Yeah.
This hot dog's not gonna eat itself, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm
gonna go find some ladies of the night.
Otto Felicio.
Whatever.
Oh, Otto Felicio. That's like
I gotta go get some whiskey and some whores.
Oh, bye, Howard.
Yeah, that was a rough around the edges kind of guy, right?
Yeah,
he was really rough around the edges.
He was so drunk.
Right?
Who comes
belligerent?
Drunk?
Belligerent.
That was a.
Most people.
Yeah, that's kind of true. You know, I don't want to end the show on such a sour note.
Who?
Who's this?
It's me, Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr, everybody!
Ringo Starr!
Oh my god!
I'm George Harrison from the Beatles.
Oh, wow. Is it Ringo and Paul?
No, it's George.
George!
George. I got good at Frankensteining.
That's incredible.
I can play the guitar.
I can play the bass.
Oh,
it's me, Paul.
Paul's here now.
That's right. We're all here. Where's John?
Nobody invited him. He's an asshole.
Yes.
He kind of was a brick.
He's the world's greatest weirdo.
I'm John. John Lennon. I'm not at all associated.
You're just a man named John Lennon.
You're John Legend.
Yeah, John. Yeah, I'm John Legend.
John, he's the new Beatle. There's two of us left. I got really good at Frankenstein, and then we called John Legend.
I have a question. Do you like Asian chicks that ruin bands?
Nah.
Yeah!
Yeah,
we can do it!
Thing.
Let's all start a new band.
Let's call us...
And I think we should be called... The Silver Beetles!
I like it. It's a lot of, like...
The
know,
Black
that
Beatles!
Kind of texture, and then, yeah.
Ooh, black?
Well, I mean,
that's what you are.
Yeah.
We're from a different time where this is acceptable.
Alright, I'm getting used to it.
Alright. Well, let's all go and be a band.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
George Harrison from the Beatles.
Well, I think that was a wonderful note to end on.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
The Beatles are coming back, and it's not that holographic bullshit.
Yeah,
it's just Frankenstein. And
it's like real life.
It's glorious.
I'm excited for them when they drop the album.
I'm very excited.
I'll buy that midnight release.
Done. Let's all go to the what was it? Were they the Black Beatles?
FYE.
I think they're the Silver Black Beatles.
Are like...
We're going.
That was like the Beatles before the Beatles, you know what I mean?
Alright, well, any last words, anybody, to let's wrap us up here?
Frog.
frog.
Okay, Paul. Process frog.
I say Saran wrap us up.
Saran wrap us up. Stephanie?
Please stop.
Podcast cat?
Meow!
Thank you so much.
Hags, everybody. 2013.
That's right. Everyone hags. Zach, you have anything?
Hackus.
Hackus.
Well, eventually we'll get all together and do another episode this summer.
Mm-hmm. Please. No more guests. Lock the door.
Special guest Ice Cube.
George, right? George just coming.
A group of us are getting together to see an LL Cool J Ice Cube De La Soul Public Enemy concert so we can record an episode then.
Oh, let's do it. Let's absolutely do it.
Johnny Good Show. Johnny Good.
To our podcast audience, we will be back as soon as we can.
We love you.
We do love you.
I love
Kisses,
you all.
Boo.
Especially,
what's the guy's name?
John W. 2.
John W. 2. And
I love you,
Fucked
All
Night. And Fucked All Night.
Fucked All Night.
Fucked Every Night.
Fucked Every Night.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
We can't forget our fans' names.
Yeah, let's see if we have anybody else.
I checked. We
don't. We don't? Okay, we're not good. Okay.
All right. So, we will be back as soon as possible. We hope you enjoyed this very bizarre episode of Zach and Brandon Save the World, and we will see you very shortly. Have a wonderful summer, everyone, and good night.
Bye-bye!
Yeah,